Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Oldie But A Goodie, the show where we go through the year and miss a couple of episodes and everything's out of order. This week, we're
releasing and recording in order.
Yeah, well,
it's just a little late.
Yeah, we're watching movies throughout the year as if we were in 1994 and watching movies then. Unfortunately, there's been a bit of mishaps and now we're sort of catching up.
Whoops.
This week, we are watching Jimmy Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
A show that came out sometime during March. And we're going to release it sometime during March.
It came out end of March 94. We were meant to release end of March 94.
But unfortunately,
no.
Life was like, no.
No.
So instead, we've watched it. And we're going to review it now. We're going to rate it either an Ollie or a Goodie.
That's right.
This is the point of the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't got it yet.
Yep.
Come on, guys.
Your name's Zach. I'm Sandro.
Oh, yeah. Well, they should probably know that.
Nah, all right. You're all right.
Let's just jump into it.
Your other choices were Thumbelina, animated musical, it's trash. Major League 2.
Yeah.
Another sports film.
No, thank you.
No. Clifford, comedy about Martin Short
Wasn't Clifford doing family stuff. Big Red Dog.
Huge disappointment. Trash.
Yeah. So now we're watching this.
Initial thoughts. This was boring and I didn't like it.
Wow. You're really scathing.
I don't know. So I watched this last night. I came home from my comedy show. I was like, you know, I'm like riding high. I was like, yeah, I'm ready to watch Joe Pesci comedy set in Hollywood.
Went to a comedy show before this and then come to this awful comedy. Oh, that's
And then
so
I was
bad.
Like, now I'm going to sit down and watch it. It was like midnight.
That
I'm
was
like, I'm
going to
do it. And then I was like, this is not funny. And I could be seeing so many better comedy stuff right now.
Ooh.
And I'm angry. But at the same time, I appreciate, because now I can appreciate the comedy from other stuff more.
Oof.
So yeah.
Okay.
What were your initial impressions?
Mine was that it was kind of boring for a lot of the film. It was like boring. But I thought some of the jokes were pretty good.
Okay.
And it picks up a little bit at the end. I feel like the end really picks up.
The very end especially.
Yeah, it's the the very end it picks up and it's like, oh, if the film was more like this for most of the film, I would have enjoyed it more. But for most of the film, it was meh.
Yeah. Very quickly, it is directed by Barry Levinson. You probably know him from Good Morning Vietnam.
Yep.
Very, very good film.
Yep.
It stars Joe Pesci, who is always like the old tough guy in everything. Like Goodfellas, Once Upon a Time in America, JFK, Moonwalker.
Wasn't he in Home Alone or something?
Yeah, he's in the first two Home Alone films,
Yeah, as one of the thieves or whatever. I don't know if it was like a tough guy. I've always thought of him as like a comedy...
I think he does...
Comedy relief.
He does both fairly well, I think.
Yeah, no, I love him as comedy relief. I think he's great.
It also stars Christian Slater as his best friend William and a couple other people. And then a cameo by...
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I was like, who is he talking to? Oh, right, at the very end with Harrison Ford. Yeah.
The best scene.
It was great.
Oh, it was released April 1st, 1994. So...
It'll be fine.
We're actually...
We're on schedule.
We're on schedule, sort of.
Anyway.
Zach, it cost $30
million. $30
million? It's got a Rotten Tomatoes score of 22%.
22.
What do you think it made in the box office? The American box office only got an American release.
Great.
No.
$30 million
budget.
I think less. I'm going to go less.
Okay.
I'm going to say like 25.
Lower.
Oh.
Lower that down a little bit more.
I'm going to say 17.
Lower that down a little bit more.
10.
Lower that down.
Oh, no. Stop saying that. Oh, 5.
Lower it down a little more.
Oh, 3.
Yes.
Oh.
$3 million.
Oh, that's a zero.
Well, one of the biggest bombs of 94.
That's unfortunate. Ouch.
Yeah. Not good. Let's go through the film and try and point out exactly why it didn't make its money.
Oof.
Back.
So,
yeah,
at the very beginning of the film, we open into a weird scene where we're sort of not introduced to the characters, but the characters are there.
Yeah.
We've got our two main guys, we learn is Jimmy.
Yep.
Who is currently has his eyes closed and is walking.
Yeah, he's walking here.
And his best friend.
William.
Yeah.
Who we will not talk about for most of this film until the very end, because he's not important.
And they're like, he's walking over the Hollywood stars.
Yeah.
And without looking, naming who they are. Which is, it was kind of cool, you know?
I guess so. It set up the film very well. Scene had a good concept.
Yeah.
But went on for 2 minutes too long.
Yeah, that's true.
And then it was like, okay, I'm sick of
that. You could sum up the film with that, pretty much.
It just went for too long.
Yes, correct.
It should have been 40 minutes.
Yeah, that might have made it better.
Maybe. Actually, it probably would have.
Yeah, cut out all the boring bits. And so he's like naming all these stars. He gives a little comment like, oh yeah, I really love this actor sort of thing. Which shows he has all this knowledge of the Hollywood scene.
He's very knowledgeable. He's also visibly quite old.
Joe Pesci. Right. Yeah,
and because everyone he hangs out with in the film is probably like early 30s, something like that.
Yeah.
And he's like late 50s, early 60s. It's a bit of a Tommy Wiseau in the room situation to a point.
I didn't see it as much. I feel like, obviously, he was older than everyone else, but it wasn't really, like, stressed on too much.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, maybe so that's just like, how it is.
Yeah, he was just an older fella.
Yeah.
But plus, he had long hair. He must be young, Sandra. What are you talking about?
That wig was amazing.
Yeah, it was great. Anyway.
So, he is a struggling actor.
Yeah.
We are introduced to this because he has bought a bus seat and put a poster there with his phone number and fax.
It's introduced as, this is one of the jokes that I thought was pretty good.
Yep.
Like, they have these good jokes where it's like they introduce it as he has his own billboard, but then it's revealed that it's not a billboard, it's just a sign on, like, the seat of a bus stop.
Yeah.
Like, the back of the bus stop's actually the sign.
Also, do actors... I've never heard of an actor to make an ad for them being an actor.
Yeah, no.
In that way.
Well, again, I think billboards as like advertising yourself is just a weird thing in general.
Yeah.
But sometimes lawyers and stuff do it and stuff.
Yeah, so like.
It's just a funny joke.
It's a billboard that says Jimmy, last name that I forget. I think it's Alto. Jimmy Alto.
Yeah.
Actor extraordinaire. Then it's got like his phone number and fax number.
Yeah, whatever.
Under there. So him and William go to a cafe.
Yeah.
And they're eating and they're having fun. Meanwhile, cut to Jimmy's partner.
Yes.
Who is walking home and gets robbed. Well, attempted to robbed.
Yeah, get a bit of mugging happening. The guy takes her money.
Yeah. Well, he tries to take her money, but it's revealed that she doesn't have any money left in her bank account. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's true. But she does have a little on her, I think.
And stuff, yeah. And then she's like, oh, I don't have anything. And so the robber's like, well... bye.
Whatever. And so she comes home, and then they come home, and then it's like, oh, you got mugged? What?
Yeah, what's that? And she's like, yeah, well, I didn't have any money in my bank account, though, so we didn't lose anything. And he's like, yeah, well, that's all for me. I saved the day because I bought a billboard. And he's like, what did you buy a billboard for with my money?
He used her money, which means she couldn't take it out at the time of the mugging. So really, he saved the day.
He really did. He then gets out a gun. Yep. And fires a blank into the ceiling.
he's acting all tough, fires a blank. I'm like, gunplay, that's a no-no,
mister. Especially not in like an apartment complex like that. Don't do that.
Yeah. And so...
And he's like, I'm gonna farm the guy and I'm gonna make him pay. And she's like, no, don't do that. Also, it's a stage gun. It won't do anything.
Yeah, correct.
So
yeah, but I'll intimidate him with it.
Yeah, whatever.
And so then he has to go find another job.
Yeah, acting's not working out. So he gets a job at like a cafe, restaurant sort of deal.
Yep.
And we're introduced to the best character of the film.
Yeah, yeah. this old lady who doesn't want a cup of coffee.
No.
She wants half a cup of coffee.
Mm.
And so he goes and he gets a coffee and he brings it. And she's like, this is a full cup of coffee. So she just pours half of it onto the carpet. She's like, I wanted half a cup of coffee.
I only wanted half a cup of coffee. What a great character.
Yeah, it was great.
It's a good scene. And because I'm pretty sure Joe Pesci like improvises a lot of his dialogue, especially in this film. And like he works really well with people just being mean to him.
Yeah, it's great.
And it works. So it's a good scene. Outside the cafe, though, the police are making an arrest.
Yes.
And there's a large commotion, so everyone in the cafe goes outside to see what's going on.
Yep.
And all their orders get mixed up.
Yes. And he's, like, running around trying to get these orders straight. They get really busy because of this whole arrest thing. There's a lot of people just hanging about, and they want something to eat. Old lady's like, another half cup of coffee, which is funny because she could have just had the whole thing.
Just had a full cup.
What was the quote? You had it written down.
Oh, yeah. Like, she's like, I want another half. And he's like, well, just suck it up from the carpet.
Yes. Yeah, and you dropped it. It's my favorite. And he's like, suck it up from the carpet. And my favorite was, I like it hot. Which is a great reply to that one.
Very good.
She would suck it off the carpet if it weren't cold.
If it wasn't cold. Anyway, Jimmy gets fired from that job.
Yeah.
Because everyone didn't like him. And so the next morning, you know, he's like, I need to find another job. So he goes out to his car.
Yeah.
Oh, and what's happened, Zach? Something bad's happened.
They took his radio.
Yes.
Bum, bum, bum.
Someone smashed his window as well.
Yeah, someone's broken into his car and stolen his car radio.
He does what any logical dude would do. He goes back to his apartment, gets a gun.
Yep. And is like, all right, best friend, let's go and see if we can catch a thief.
Yeah. So that evening, they're on a bit of a stakeout.
Yeah,
His friend William's got a camera to record the thief doing the thieving, and he's got the gun, not a real gun, with blanks in it, to try and, like, you know, scare the people.
Yep, and so they talk with this thief after he's broken into a few cars, then they like, tie him up.
Yep.
And they've got this footage, they drop him off at a police station.
Mm. William leaves a note as well. He makes a note on like a labeling machine. Yeah,
makes a note, but signs it like SOS.
Yeah.
Because he was...
What's the note again? It's like, to the police.
Yeah.
This man was doing some thievery.
Yep.
Please lock him up. Yours, the SOS.
Yes. And he's like, why did you sign it? You're going to cause us trouble. But then it's on, like, the news.
Yeah, the news pick it up. And they think that the SOS is a large group
of
vigilantes, like the anonymous group or something like that. And and so William's like, yeah, I thought it would be cool to have, like, a group name, SOS, Save Our Streets.
Yeah, which is good. I like it.
Yeah.
So Jimmy's like, you know what? You're right. We should do this. We should. The wife isn't very happy about all this going on while this is going on. She's like, what are you doing, you crazy person?
Mm.
Stop doing all this. You're going to get yourself, you know, shot or whatever.
And he's like, all right. I'll make one statement. I'll record a quick video where I'm in the dark. You can't see my face. Quick statement.
Yeah.
And then I'm done.
Yeah. So he makes this statement like, you know, if the police aren't going to do things, what was his name? J3 or something?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It was something else.
Jericho?
Yeah, Jericho. Jericho?
Yeah. He called himself Jericho.
So he came up with Jericho. There's this whole scene that takes forever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all of these scenes are super dragged out.
Yeah.
But this whole scene where he's, like, recording this film, but then he's like, oh, no, that wasn't good. Let's try it again. And they keep recording till they get, like, 40 shots or something.
Yeah.
And then finally, he has this, like, statement that I'm the leader of this SOS group.
Mm.
If the police aren't going to do anything, we're going to take it into our own hands to arrest these people.
That's it.
Sort of thing.
And so he does that. He sends it off. The news plays it. And he's like, I'm done. That's it. I've made the statement. People know that they can go out and be vigilantes now.
Yeah. His friend is also getting... these MRI scans.
Yeah.
During this film.
This is a subplot that goes nowhere.
Yeah, there's a subplot that literally goes nowhere, but because his friend's sort of like forgetful all the time.
Yeah.
So it's sort of hinted that he might have a brain tumor or something.
And yeah, that's like hinted at all throughout this part. Anyway. Because he's like, oh, I didn't think I actually pressed record, but he did. And then it's like, oh, what happened? Anyway, the next morning, Jimmy goes to an audition.
Yep.
And he's there at the table. And he's like, I want to read for one of the main roles. And the person at the table is like, you can't, we're only doing for small roles. And the director comes up and is like, oh, this bloke here who's like, oh, I want to read for the big roles. That's what we want from someone who to do the big roles. I want you to read for the second lead in this film, Lewis.
Yeah, and so they have this scene where he's, you know, acting and stuff for them.
Yeah.
And then it all seems to go really well.
It does.
And so he gets this role and he comes back home and he's like, guess who got the second lead? And they're like, yay! And they go out, have a little party, come back home next morning, they get a telegram, a phone call saying that he hasn't got the role.
No, and he gets fired.
Oh, wait a minute. What? So he like instantly like, we went with the second choice for this because we got a new actor in. So we don't think you would work as well with them.
Fun fact, the director of the film he auditions for is played by the actual director of this film.
That's funny. I didn't know that. Yeah, no, that's actually great.
This is a fun fact in there in a very not fun film. So he's like, oh, I lost this acting job. I'm never going to get an acting job. I've been trying to do this for ages and ages.
He has this monologue while driving through Hollywood.
He says something along the lines of, Jericho, the SOS, is the best role I'm ever going to be able to play.
Yeah.
And so he, like, starts convincing himself that he should do this.
Yeah. SOS is back on.
Back on.
They then go to where the thief that they captured said he sells his radios
So it's like this secondhand shop. Where in the back there's like heaps of like stolen TVs and radios and stuff. I think like some pretty cool music plays during this scene as well. The soundtrack of this film's kind of solid.
Yeah,
for the most part. There's some country songs I'm not a big fan of, but like there's some good stuff in there
overall
as well.
Overall, it's alright.
But yeah, he goes over to this place where they're selling the radios.
Yeah, and they find these things at the back, and he's like, "All right, you know what we got to do? We got to burn this building down. Show them who's boss."
After they burn down the radio place, it seems like the general public are pretty on board with the idea of the SOS.
Now they're getting some real news coverage at this point.
Yeah.
And like the general public's like, they're really looking out for us sort of thing.
Yeah, and they're like, well, I guess we just keep doing this. I guess we just keep doing what we're doing. And okay, so then the cracks of this film start to show.
Yeah.
Because, they film this drug dealer guy. He comes up and is like, why are you filming drug dealer people? What are you doing?
Yeah,
and so they capture him. They put him in their car. And they go, we could drop him off to the police. But we've already done that.
Yeah.
Why don't we kidnap him and keep him in our place?
Yeah. So they take him home, tie him up, blindfold him.
So unbelievably dumb.
That's great. I love it.
I think they sentence him, in like quotation marks, sentence him to 5 years in SOS custody.
Yeah.
And they're like, you will be chained up to the bed and you won't be able to move. And he's like, oh, what? I'm not into any of that kinky stuff. Just kill me now.
It was kind of funny. It was very silly. Anyway, so they do that. Then the wife comes back.
Yes.
And she's like, well, I couldn't stay away. I needed to be in your Hollywood speech, you know? And he was like, oh, of course you would have been in that. And so they're like hugging and then it gets a little bit more sensual. But then she's like, oh, but I need to go to the bathroom real quick. So she goes to the bathroom.
And who is in the bathroom?
The kidnapped drug dealer in the bathtub.
He's in the bathtub tied up with headphones on.
And a blindfold.
Humming along to music.
Yeah, and she's like, what the hell?
It's kind of a fun scene though, where she's like, why is there someone tied up in the bath? And he's like, what else was I supposed to do? Like, it was kind of funny.
It's good. Again, it's like good, funny scenes. There's some funny scenes in this movie.
There's some good stuff.
But yeah.
And then he's just like, fine, I'll release him.
Whatever. Yeah. I'll let him go. he leaves the next day and he sees that the cops are following him.
Yeah.
In his car. And so he calls up his, like, wife.
Mm.
He, like, stops at payphone, calls up his wife. He's like, hey, I've got to lay low for a bit. I'm going to leave town for a little while. And she's like, oh, okay.
So the cops are coming after him.
Yeah.
There's a bit of a car chase at that point.
Yes, so...
this other car... drug dealers, I think?
Yes, it's never really shown who they are, but it's presumed they're, like, drug dealers or something, come and ram their car, and it's like, oh, crap, they're getting attacked by these drug dealers, so there's a bit of a car chase.
The cinematography's really bad, though.
Oh, yeah, no, this whole scene was awful. It's, like, staple, like, what not to do, because it's all jump cuts and, like... you don't actually see what's happening. Mm. It's bad.
I did like the line, though, where he goes, oh, I hate people who give me high beams.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no. Like, the lights are blaring. Yeah, that was funny. I like that, too. Again, good comedy jokes here and there. Otherwise, kind of boring. He's like, all right, for the SOS, I got to do one last hurrah. I'm going to reveal who I am. And end this whole SOS thing.
Yeah. So he goes to the Hollywood Bowl, a big, like, theater.
Yeah.
And he spends a good solid 8 hours or so trying to figure out what to say.
Which is sort of ridiculous, but yeah.
Whatever.
After they record this tape and sort of release it, the guy, the friend has to go to his MRI again.
Yeah.
So they go to that.
Yeah, the police have put out a task force trying to find this Jimmy guy.
Yeah.
It's like a task force of like 150 people, which is
it's huge. Crazy.
Because, like, you do kind of have to keep in mind, the public think that it's a huge organization, not just two guys.
Yeah, so then the guy takes forever at his MRI. Mm. So he goes to pick him up at, Jimmy goes to pick him up at the MRI. He goes in and, like, people approach him like, oh, I gotta get your autograph. You're, like, the best. And he's like, oh, okay. Then he meets up with his friend. But as they're leaving, there's cops around their car. And he's like, oh, crap. And then they, like, run away. The cops sort of spot them. There's this sort of chase scene where they're running around super fast.
And they run into the Egyptian theater.
Yeah, the old Egyptian theater. While they're sort of hiding out in there. Without them knowing, like, the cops surround the place.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, fully surrounded.
Yeah, like, this.
And again, there's, like this
150 cops out there.
Yeah, and then there's this, like, live feed. A whole lot of people show up, like, hey, we're big fan of the Jimmy guy. Let him go free. They have these all signs and stuff, which they must have made really fast.
Oh, yeah.
Or they must have been in that theater really long or something. There's a little bit of time discrepancy there.
Yeah, not sure.
Not sure how long they were in there, but yes.
And the police are saying on the news reports they believe there's like 30 armed men inside of the theater.
Yeah, when there's just part two. Of
the SOS, when it's just two.
Yeah.
The wife wants to go into the theater, talk to Jimmy. And surrender.
Yeah, she talks with the cops. The cops send her in to sort of convince him to come out. So she comes in and she's like, hey, you should come out. You should give up. This you should finish this all up. But he wants to play it out. He wants to play the role.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to finish it with a bang or whatever.
Yeah. He's like, I'm never going to get high. It's the only role I'm ever going to be able to play. So I may as well, you know, go out on a high.
He does send his friend out with her, though. And he's like, all right, you get to safety, though, you know.
Yeah, so she leaves with William, and then it happens.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you know, he gets his two guns.
Yes.
He's like, I've got the guns. He does some
flips gun with them. Twirls with them.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no. What is he doing? He comes out, and he's like, I'm unarmed. There's nothing here. But then he turns around, pulls out his gun, start firing away, and the cops are like, shoot him down!
And they just destroy him. They shred him.
Blood everywhere. I'm like, oh my god, this is so graphic.
It's pretty graphic.
What a horrible ending.
But wait.
It was
just a dream.
Yes. Then we have a, like, sort of repeat of the scene where he's acting it out as it went in his head. But as he storms out, guns blazing, the cops don't do anything.
Oh, the cops don't do anything because the wife told the cops that he was only carrying blanks and that he was just an actor. and the cops wouldn't believe her. If this was real, they wouldn't take that risk.
Yeah, no.
If he was going to come out with two guns constantly just going off.
Yeah, they would have shot him down.
They would have. But there's instead, no way that would have happened.
Yeah, instead he comes out, shoots a bunch of blanks, and then he runs out of blanks, and he's like, well, that's me done.
And he gets arrested and spends 6 months in prison. Zach, do you think he did actually die and everything that happens after that point?
No. Absolutely not. It was the most obvious fake out in history. I was like, oh, yep, nope. He's definitely 100%, you know, a dreamy thing. At the very end of it, because it took forever for this death scene to happen, I was like, I wasn't sure because it took so long for it to end. But then, because again, everything's so dragged out in this film. I feel like if they just shortened this film, it'd be better.
This synopsis has been like 20 minutes. The film... 2 hours long. So,
there's
a lot of filler in there.
Yeah, so then he has this like line where he's like, oh man, if I had died, I wouldn't be able to see myself act here. As he's like watching on the small little TV thing, his like thing where he goes out shooting, he's like, man, I was really good.
Yeah.
There's like some text on the screen that says he got 6 months. His friend, William.
Yeah.
It's fine. He didn't have a brain tumor. It was all just anxiety or something that made him forget things.
And that also, there's been a film developed about his life story where he's played by Harrison Ford.
Which I thought was like, oh, that's very cute. You know, they have Harrison Ford in the credits. And then the credits start rolling. Oh, they actually have a scene with Harrison Ford in it.
Yeah. So they have the film crew and Harrison shooting the scene where he's at the audition, refusing to audition for one of the small characters.
Yeah. And he's like, it's like the same scene played out, but like slightly differently. And Jimmy's there and he's like, no, 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 that's not how it happened at all. You gotta
act it out. And like the director's like, shoot, please be quiet on set. Yeah. You know, leave Harrison Ford alone. He's an actor. But Harrison Ford's like, no, 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 no. Come on, bring him over here. Let me talk to him. Let me learn. And they have this cute scene where they're like walking outside to sort of discuss the role of himself with Harrison Ford, which was very cute. I liked it.
I really liked that ending.
Yeah, no, that whole ending. Sort of ending, again, a little stretch out, but actually like really exciting, you know, things were happening. So, and the Harrison Ford ending's rather funny.
Yeah. So that is the entire film with Jimmy Hollywood. It had a very small plot, and it took a very long time to watch it.
Yes.
Look, my general thoughts are that it's a bit of an ego project for him, I think.
Yeah.
The whole film paints Jimmy in a positive light.
Yeah.
Everyone speaks highly of him.
Yeah.
And even when, you know, he attempts to shoot down the police, he only gets 6 months. It's very, like, unrealistic, and it's, like, him being, like...
Yeah, but I feel like that's films in general are very, like, idealistic of their main character. Like, especially older films are, like, they can do no wrong sort of thing.
I guess so. I think it's mainly because... It like he is this older guy, struggling actor. It feels like Tommy Wiseau, but this is also before The Room even came out.
Yeah,
so they predicted The Room. But yeah, like, I just didn't get like this. That. I don't know.
I didn't get the same vibe as that. I thought it was just like a dumb comedy that sort of stretched it out and had a few jokes that were good.
Yeah.
But overall, like, it's there's not much that happens.
Yeah, that's it.
So I'm going to give it an oldie.
Oh yeah.
But it's the oldie where it's not a bad film. It's just like, well, it's not a great film. It's like a mediocre film.
Okay.
Where I watched it and I was like, I enjoyed some bits, but overall it's stretched out, and modern day they wouldn't have stretched it out. Yeah. They would have better jokes. That again, it's an oldie, not worth going back and seeing.
Mm.
But it was there. It was all right.
Yeah, no, I agree. It is an oldie for me as well. I do think it's bad. I do think it's a bad film. But it, like, it's not so bad. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's just kind of boring. Yeah, no,
exactly. That's
what
I'm
saying.
So
it's like somewhere in the middle of like the mediocre area. Yeah, it's like definitely
just below mediocre, which is just kind of boring.
Yeah.
If it was really bad, then it could be fun to watch because it's so bad. Mm. But nah.
No.
It's just sort of meh.
So yeah, that is an oldie from both of us there for Jimmy Hollywood.
Yep.
Which means that we have reached the end of yet another episode.
Yes.
If you enjoyed the podcast, please tell your friends. Review us on iTunes. That'll help us out as well if you want
to. Smash that subscribe on the YouTubes. like us on your Spotify's, hit that bell button on iTunes, you know, all the things that definitely exist.
That's it.
So, now you have to pick a film for next week.
I gotta pick next week's film.
Your choices are House of Spirits, which is a sort of old period starring Antonio Banderas.
Ooh.
Yeah, who is quite a you know, well-known actor sort of thing.
All right.
Sort of a period piece thing. Then we got Holy Matrimony.
Yep.
Which is some sort of comedy thing. I think the director is the guy who played Spock.
No way, really?
Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of interesting.
That sounds fun.
And then
I think I've heard of that, actually. Is that where it's like Bonnie and Clyde, but Clyde dies and Bonnie has to marry a 15-year-old?
Yes.
I think I've actually heard of that. I've heard of that. That's... Apparently it's one of the worst films ever made.
Oh, really? Okay.
anyway.
And then Threesome.
Not doing that one.
Oh, wow.
I mean, part of me is interested in Holy Matrimony.
Yeah.
Because if it is the film that I think it is,
yeah,
that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
But also...
Yeah.
Like...
if it's that bad... It's a lot of bad films.
I've heard some pretty bad things about it, I think. House of Spirit sounds fun.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Antonio Banderas, he's a good boy.
Big fan of him. So next week, The House of the Spirits.
Yes.
Period drama. We haven't done one of those yet, actually.
Yeah, I don't think we have.
I guess Iron Will technically is a period drama.
Yeah.
Right, cool. We'll do that next week. We always end with the best quote from the film we just watched. It's got to be the old lady, right?
Yeah. I think it's both from the old lady. I've got, it's like, drink it off the floor. I like it hot. And then your
it's
one?
It's good, yeah. Oh, I only asked for half a cup of coffee.
Spills half of it on the floor. Good stuff.
What a fun one. We'll see you at some point next week.
Woo.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.